It's that time of the week we chat with Flo Tess. She's your first lady of the Eugene sports scene, though now I need a clever acronym to relate it to Kansas City. Not right now. See what she's up to. KEZI Sports, KEZI.com. Follow along on Twitter. Her handle is at Kristen E. Rogers. Kristen, how are things in Kansas City?
Things are delicious, mostly because I've been eating a lot of barbecue, but the basketball's been pretty good too.
You know, even though I can't enjoy it because I gave up meat, I know there's a lot of you tweeting about the legendary barbecue there, and you're a double threat. You're a sports junkie and a foodie. What have you been able to sample, and does it live up to the hype?
Oh, man, it totally does. Well, I went over to Q39 here in downtown Kansas City. I was told by Austin Meeks in the Register Guard, he's obviously from here.
Yep.
He gave us kind of a lowdown on the barbecue joints, and so I tried out Q39, and it lives up to the hype. Their pulled pork sandwich is phenomenal. And I actually had a chance to interview Rob McGee, who is their the head chef and owner of Q39 earlier today. Great guy, you know, 12 years on the competitive barbecue circuit. His team, the Munson Hogs, have won every award possible. And 3 years ago, he opened up Q39, and he just brings that passion. And, you know, talking to him, you can see and hear just, you know, how much he loves barbecue and how much he loves being that benchmark for what Kansas City barbecue really is. So I'm actually having a feature on it coming out later tonight at 6 o'clock on KUCI. So if you want to see what a kind of behind-the-scenes look on what goes on here in Kansas City, that's going to be coming up then. But the barbecue, it definitely lives up to the hype.
That's awesome. So, you know, the Kansas campus, Fog Allen Fieldhouse, only about 40 minutes from where you are. So I'm kind of curious. You mentioned the place got loud when Michigan took the lead against Oregon. Was the Wolverine faithful kind of noticeable, or just compared to not as many Oregon fans there?
Well, if I had to give a percentage, and I think I tweeted this out, last night's games, both of them, but really the start of the Oregon game, was about 80% KU fans, about 15% Michigan, and 5% Oregon. I swear to God, I saw zero Purdue fans there. I don't know where they were. I didn't see anyone from Purdue here. But that was about my perspective on it. But to give you some more perspective, I was about 100 yards away in the media workroom with my headphones on, full blast, listening to an interview, and I just started getting hear this deafening roar coming from the arena, and that was when KU started to take their lead up against Purdue. So, I mean, these Jayhawk fans can go off at any time, and it is going to be loud here tomorrow. So if you want to send me some earplugs, I would definitely be happy to receive those.
All right, I'm going to put them on Cumulus's FedEx bill. one of the things you posted that was really neat, kind of the double-barreled interview with Dylan Ennis and Jordan Bell, because late in that game, Dylan missed the layup. Bell was there to kind of rescue him. And after it, obviously, it was a much less tense mood considering the season almost ended. But what did those guys have to say about what turned out to be a really big moment?
Yeah, you know, Dylan Ennis said that he owes Jordan Bell dinner and that he kind of saved his life on that one. But no, really, I mean, Jordan Bell was just huge for the Ducks last night. You know, 16 points, 13 rebounds. I mean, he was amazing, and he really defensively stepped up. And all his teammates, you know, talked about the contribution he's been giving to this squad since Chris Boucher went down, and he really has stepped up. And, I mean, you know what? He is the Pac-12 Defensive Player of the Year for a reason. He's good at what he does, and he just came in clutch last night.
No, that was enormous. Talking Duck Hoop with Kristen Rogers, set for the Elite Eight tomorrow night in KC. You posted a video of Jordan Bell saying, in essence, if they don't advance and win the title, last night means nothing. Pretty bold. You heard what Altman and the guys had to say. Is he speaking for everyone, or are they of the opinion, yeah, that was great, but we're here to win it? Or is there some satisfaction in winning a great game like last night?
Oh, no, these guys want to win the whole thing. I mean, I think when you talk with the players especially, what's really cool is they keep saying how much they want to keep playing for Dana Altman, and that they want to keep having Dana Altman as their coach and coaching them and, you know, continuing the season on. I mean, these guys do not want to hang up their jerseys. They are so not ready for the season to be over. And, you know, talking with Dylan Ennis today, you know, six-year graduate transfer and everything that's happened, you know, he said that he's trying to keep that out of the back. He's trying to not even think about that. He doesn't want to think that in 40 minutes his entire college career could be over. He's trying to stay present, stay in the moment, because you know, letting thoughts like that creep into the back of his mind, he says, is what's going to, you know, allow the Ducks to slip up a little bit. And you cannot slip up against the Jayhawks.
Those last couple of sequences, you know, Ennis on the line for a 1-on-1. He misses. Michigan gets the rebound. Tick, tick, tick. The Ducks give a foul. They have more to give. So kind of reset it for us. 10 seconds left. Derek Walton gets the ball. What did Coach Altman and Ennis say about the strategy and not fouling and how it played out?
Well, the two have very different opinions on it, but Dana was screaming at Tulane Ennis to foul because, you know, they just fouled at, you know, 9.4. They could foul again, and Dana is screaming, foul, foul, foul. And Tulane Ennis thought that he can contest the shot and thought he could guard him close enough to where, you know, Walton was going to miss it. And it was definitely risky. And, you know, talking with Tulane Ennis more today, he said that if that shot would have gone in, that he would have felt like the entire season was over because of him. But, you know, Ducks are moving on. After the game, Dana kind of, you know, went into the locker room and was really excited for his guys. And then he went over to Dylan and he said, did you not hear me scream foul? So it was kind of fun to see that. But like you said, you know, the guys can be kind of happy about it and joke about it because they did win. Had it gone another way and that game easily could have gone to the Wolverines, Ducks would be in a very different position right now.
I'll tell you what, I'm surprised Ennis didn't hear me screaming to foul from Eugene.
Yeah.
Talking with Kristen Rogers, KEZI, live on the scene. Of course, the game is tomorrow. So they held a practice and a press session today. What did Oregon have to say about playing in front of, let's face it, in essence, it's a home game for the Jayhawks?
Oh, no, hands down. I mean, even last night, it was like they were playing at a home game for the Jayhawks. It's just that the Jayhawks didn't really have a vested interest, so they weren't cheering. I mean, you know, they say that, you know, they've done it forever. I mean, look at the Pac-12 championship games in Vegas. It's usually a lot of Arizona fans. Look at back to last year when they broke Arizona's 49-game win streak. You know, they've played in those hostile environments before. They're used to it. They're experienced. And, you know, they say they kind of relish those moments every once in a while, but it is going to be tough. I'm not going to deny that. I mean, yes, it's, you have the home crowd environment, but at the same time, Kansas is just a really darn good basketball team, and it's just one more layer that the Ducks are going to have to try to get through if they want to move on to the Final Four.
All right, and lastly, their coach Bill Self, who stepped into some pretty big shoes when Roy Williams left for Carolina. He's won the title. He's won 13 straight conference titles. If you count his time at Illinois and Tulsa, he's been at least this far 8 times. What did Coach Self have to say about perhaps this round, a regional final, and how uniquely difficult it is?
Yeah, you know, I think he put it into a great perspective. He said that the Elite Eight is the hardest game in the tournament, not just, you know, the matchup of Oregon, Kansas, but any Elite game is the hardest matchup, is the hardest game in the tournament. And it makes sense. I mean, there's so much pressure and intensity to get to the Final Four because it's almost like the Final Four, getting to the Final Four now, is like playing in the national championship 30 years ago. I mean, the intensity, the hype, the pressure, the publicity around the Final Four has become so immense that it really feels like it's shifted a little bit to where, you know, you're not good enough until you're in the Final Four, whereas, you know, even 10 so years ago, if you're in the Sweet 16, if you make it to the second weekend, that's great. You know, you're a great basketball team. But, you know, and the perspective has definitely shifted to where it's Final Four bust for a lot of programs.
All righty. She is Kristen Rogers on Twitter at Kristen E. Rogers. She is, of course, with KEZI. She's in Kansas City. So I know you're up to a lot of stuff. So when are we going to see you? What kind of hits are you going to be doing live tonight on your sportscast?
Yeah, well, like I said, at 6 o'clock, I'm going to be bringing you the best of Kansas City barbecue. So that's going to be a lot of fun. I'm also going to have that on my social media pages. And then 6:30, I'm going to be talking actual basketball. This matchup, you know, why Oregon thinks they look a lot like Kansas and why Kansas, you know, why the Ducks in Kansas look a lot like them. And specifically that Dylan Brooks-Josh Jackson matchup at the four. A lot of people are excited to see that. I think it's going to be pretty cool to watch tomorrow. So I'm going to be talking a lot of basketball coming up at 6:30 and, of course, in our 11 o'clock show as well.
All right. KR, I know you got a lot going on. Really appreciate you finding some time. Terrific stuff as always. Enjoy the food, enjoy the game, and you travel safe. And as always, look forward to catching up next week.
Sounds good. Talk later, Steve.
All right, bye.